It's time for another episode of Rainmaker for Contractors. Interviews and success stories with million-dollar-plus basement waterproofing and foundation repair owners. Discover how they market and grow their companies in today's economy. Hear directly from the most successful leaders in your industry. With your host and Rainmaker for Contractors owner, Bill Crawford.
Hey, welcome everybody back to Rainmaker for Contractors podcast. So glad you joined us here today. We have Don Bryant back from our first podcast that was very well received. And we have a different theme today. So if you want your intro, the intro to John, you're going to have to go to the beginning of the first podcast. But John's got 30 years of basement waterproofing experience. He owns AquaGuard Waterproofing in the DC area. Today, we have a great special theme about HomeAdvisor. John, can you tell us a little bit about the Basement Health Association program you set up with HomeAdvisor?
Yeah, about, thank you, Bill. About 6 years ago, I spoke to HomeAdvisor and I saw that they were offering other associations some rebate programs. So we had some communications with the HomeAdvisor brass. And now they offer all BHA members a free setup and a 7% quarterly discount on all HomeAdvisor leads they purchase, which a lot of times, most times, by the end of the year, it more than pays for the basic BHA membership. So it's a phenomenal program. And, you know, who doesn't like getting discounts off leads that you purchase?
Wow, that is a ginormous contribution to the industry. I appreciate that. I hope it. I hope at these conferences, people like buy you drinks and stuff for the thousands of dollars that that you've saved them with the rebate
program. Just helping the association out, the industry, more importantly.
Humbly serving my fellow. I'm sure you benefit a little bit yourself, but no, honestly, that is a huge contribution. I benefited from it when I owned a waterproofing company, and I know so many do. I believe it's a quarterly rebate that shows up on your HomeAdvisor bill and 7% kickback for all the leads that you purchase.
Yes.
Hey, you know, you and I have been in this industry for a while, and we've talked to a lot of different contractors, and some of them really object. You know, they're just like, no, nah, I tried HomeAdvisor, never using them again, really negative experience. What are those negative experiences? Why do people complain about HomeAdvisor?
Well, people complain about everything, and I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, when somebody doesn't understand something, a lot of times they look at the negative versus the positive. And I used to have a negative look on HomeAdvisor as well. For the older contractors out there, think way back to the Yellow Page days. All of you were paying over $100,000 for Yellow Page leads, if you remember, in your market. And the Yellow Page lead back in that time period, which was probably now about 10 plus years ago, was the best lead in your marketplace other than a referral. And with the HomeAdvisor leads, or excuse me, the Yellow Page leads, you got a lot of calls when it rained and not as many dry.
That's right.
Well, of course, Yellow Page leads have kind of withered away. Actually, Yellow Pages are now a thing of the past. I think they're still out there. But I believe that the HomeAdvisor lead is the new Yellow Pages. So I tell contractors or owners of waterproofing companies all the time is think back, if you went that far back, how you approached a Yellow Page lead and handle it the same way. The difference between the Yellow Page lead, I believe, and the HomeAdvisor lead is only one thing. Mm. And that one thing is you can't get credits on Yellow Page books.
True.
You can't get credits on HomeAdvisor leads. And I believe that is the only difference between the two.
I definitely want to hit you up on that lead credit question. But before we go there, let me ask you, what's the difference between viewing HomeAdvisor as sort of like an owner slash sales rep that really works in the business versus an owner that can be a little bit more objective that works on the business? Are you tracking with me?
You
know what? Let me tip my hat a little bit on this. To me, that first owner slash sales rep that is running a lot of his own leads, he's just sick and tired of going to the bad leads. And maybe the leads aren't qualified enough. But when an owner steps back and they work on the leads and they're looking at the reports, they could see the numbers line up. The return on investment is there. When I spend this amount of money versus that lead or that lead, I'm getting a really good return. Thoughts on that?
We can complain about the lead quality, but you know, how many times have you had a referral that had the same poor lead quality? You go out there and the customer doesn't have any money, or it's a leaky water heater. I've been on referral leads that are shopping leads too, and not only have they been referred to you, but they're referred to three other companies too. So I think all leads are created equally. I know some might fight me on that, but look at the amount of leads that HomeAdvisor generates a year, a month, a day versus other sources. And I'm not getting paid by HomeAdvisor, guys. I just like them. I've always thrived with them. They're my number one lead source on installed business, not on just sales, installed business. And at the end of the year, they are my cheapest lead of all of my leads, other than, of course, referrals.
And so what do you, I hear this sometimes like, yeah, but I just don't like how they sell the same lead to three or four or five other contractors.
Same thing happened with Yellow Page leads. So what's the difference? But at the end of the day, you're not going to get everything. Remember, if you can close one out of three, 3 out of 10, would you be happy?
For sure.
Owners that.
Yeah, so, they'd be happy.
Yeah. So just realize you're going to get some, you're not going to get some, but that's with every single type of lead. More importantly, the thing that I would hope everyone keeps in mind is they are quality leads. Some aren't, but they are looking for help. And HomeAdvisor invests so much money to get their name out on TV and on the radio. They are always in the top spot in the Google AdWords and the other AdWord areas. And they spend a tremendous amount of money to get in front of the customer. And I find that the customers, a lot of times, will go after that type of advertising versus other types of lead sources. So realize the homeowner likes it. Why can't the contractor?
Sure, sure. And from a sales perspective, what do you think some of the keys are to selling a HomeAdvisor lead?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, get out there quickly. Don't be the last, be the first. Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, if you're not first, you're last, right? We always joke about that, but I really believe getting out there quicker than everyone else is the most important thing. Also, making sure you educate the customer and you spend time with the customer, and that's on every single appointment. Most people, if they see something that they don't like with the lead, they'll prejudge it and they'll get in and get out. Some of my best appointments were in the lower income areas of my market, just because I treated everyone the same. And, you know, those people, really care about their house just as much as the $1 million, $2 million homeowner. So never prejudge it. But, I love HomeAdvisor leads because I know what I got with them. And more importantly, I go back to the rebate. If they're not a good lead, you can get a credit.
Sure. Sure. And how do you say a little bit more about lead credits? What kinds of leads does HomeAdvisor tend to credit, and which ones do they tend to not credit when you request the lead credit?
I still haven't 100% found the art on that. But what I've found is, first and foremost, when you call the lead, make sure that you train your staff properly to really dive into why they called, what they're looking for. Because HomeAdvisor wants to know. The second thing is use their comments against them. So if a customer does put comments in the comments section, they say something like, yeah, I'm getting water, outside right around my steps and it's coming in. Then when you're getting the credit, you can put a comment back to HomeAdvisor. You can do this online. Say, you know, the customer made this comment. We have determined that it's a pool of water outside of their house and they don't need any type of waterproofing. They need a concrete sidewalk replaced so that sidewalk is leaning away from the house versus to the house, or plumbing. You know, my water near the water heater. Well, we determined that the water heater is leaking. They need a plumber. And I always say with plumbers and electricians and things of that nature, I always state that we are not state licensed to handle any plumbing, nor are we allowed to handle any plumbing because you need that licensing. And I find that most of the time they'll credit me when I state that.
Okay. So mostly, you know, if they click basement waterproofing, you find something different. It's over the top. It's a sidewalk. It's something that it's a non-eligible, basically. They tend to credit those. I hear you saying. Got it.
Have not you always.
Not always. Yeah.
Not always, but most of the time. But what's, you know, there's no such thing as perfection in life, and it's collateral damage.
Sure, sure. Do you kind of feel like the more money you spend with them, that maybe the more lenient they'll be to give you a lead credit if you push out?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Always. But here's the other thing. If you're not happy with the results, and how it works is you get on their website, you go to a site that says, or a link in their site that says lead replacement. You then have the opportunity to, you know, pick the industry that the customer is looking for, like plumbing versus waterproofing. And then you get to write in the section below it exactly what happened. If you still don't like the outcome and they don't give you the lead credit, you still have the opportunity to call HomeAdvisor and state your case a second time. And what I find is most owners are too lazy to go to that second step.
Ah, that's pretty insightful. So you got to do that second thing. You can't just submit them and hope that someone's going to click on a screen.
It's busy work, but you know, anything in life that's successful takes work and time.
For sure, for sure. Any other important tips on HomeAdvisor? Whether it be, yeah, sales, lead credit, how fast you get out there, anything like that.
I'll tell you a little hint. How many times have we been in a extremely heavy rainfall event? I'm saying 5-10 inches, and you have so many appointments coming in that you can't keep up with what you have. So then you have to make a determination. What do you turn on and what do you turn off? Well, I turn off a lot of the sources that I just get charged for that I can't get credits for. I'll give you an example. Google, Internet AdWords. The price is the price. You don't get any credit for that. What I found in heavy rain events is I turn everything off but HomeAdvisor, because that's the one source I can get credits for, and I have more control over the lead cost.
Nice. Yeah, sometimes when you get those heavy rains, you get people that are, you know, if you've been in this industry a while, you've been in those stages, and you're on the phone, and the phone's just lit up, and people are on hold. And then you're taking estimate calls. And then every now and then you talk to someone. It's like, did you call here about 25 minutes ago? Oh, I don't know. I'm just calling a bunch of companies. I might have. It's like, yeah, I think we've already had an appointment with you. So people are just calling. They're not really even, they're just panicking. They're not really even going to be buyers. You know, yeah. You ever get that?
Yeah, I think with owners, in the waterproofing and foundation repair industry, I believe when it comes to homeowner or HomeAdvisor, you should take the emotion out of it. Mm. Sometimes when I talk to an owner that has had bad luck with HomeAdvisor, they're so emotionally charged because they got charged $5,000 to their credit card and they can't believe they're just going to charge them. And that emotion overrides realistic thinking. instead of looking at, okay, how can we get better? We did have X amount of leads that were qualified. How can we work on selling them more? And then the ones that are not qualified on how to get credits for them, they just go always back to getting their credit card charged. And I think that's kind of small time thinking, and I'm not trying to make anybody, sound silly out there, but, you know, think of the overall mentality. Last year I spent over $100,000 in home advisor leads, and I got that back over $2.5 million.
Wow. That's huge. If that's not an incentive, I don't know what is. So $2.5 million in sales just from home advisor leads.
I mean, just think the lead cost on that, $100,000 into $2.5 million.
Unbelievable. That's a phenomenal return. And your sales reps, I got to say, you know, just must be phenomenal. Like, you got that thing dialed in.
Yeah, we talk about home advisor many weeks in our sales meetings and how we can get better. And, you know, we also follow up with the customers. We don't let the homeowners or the inspectors follow up. And a lot of times, you know, we do have to compare apples to apples or apples to oranges. And, you know, we work our leads all the time. We don't let the sales reps just have them. I tell owners all the time that when you give your sales rep a lead, you're giving them a $300 to $400 or more bill. And are they going to treat that $300 to $400 bill as much as you would treat that? And the answer is, unfortunately, no, because they don't own the business. So, you know, if you can keep track of your leads and control your leads, and that's in every source, you as a business owner will see your revenue and your profits rise.
Well, that's a fun topic that I don't think we should get into, but there's sales rep companies that are set up where they just give the rep the lead, the rep calls it. Sometimes they're qualifying it. If they're tired, how serious are they? They're not really closing. They're kind of calling them, chasing them, sending emails and so on, versus like, hey, you get this lead 2 hours, comes back to the company. I paid for the lead. So yeah, I get it.
Decisions. And that's a decision.
Sure. And you know what? Both systems work. It's kind of a hard change. Hey, if there's a contractor that would like to start using Home Advisor, how do they get in touch with this whole Basement Health program that you set up several years
ago? You have to join the Basement Health Association first. Once you join the Basement Health Association, you then get a welcome pack, and the welcome pack will have a phone number for the homeowner advisor affiliation department, and they will set you up with that rebate right then and there. So, you know, again, I think it's one of the best deals out there. And, you know,
what's it cost to join Basement Health? And is there like a Basement Health rep that Home Advisor assigns?
Well, the basic BHA membership is $395 a year. And there is a specific person at Home Advisor that you would call once you join the Basement Health Association that will get you set up. That changes sometimes, so I don't want to give a specific person, but the phone number is out there.
Nice. Awesome. Any last words of advice for people using Home Advisor?
Look at their whole body of work. Look at what you're looking for out of Home Advisor. Sometimes, you know, you're in the wrong categories. I've talked to some owners about that they keep saying, all I get is, you know, bogus leads, above ground, blah, blah, blah. And I find out they're in the wrong categories.
Right.
Also, make sure you call Home Advisor up and talk with them, get to know them. They're actually a good group of people. They're not going to give you everything you want, but they'll lead you through what you do. And most importantly, they will show you how to update your profile. And I know Rainmaker's done that as well. And Rainmaker's a great source for that too. But having your profile on Home Advisor correct and hitting on all points does get you more leads as well.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much again, John, for your time. Super helpful. Great insights.
Glad to help.
All right. Take care.
Hi. Have a good night.
You've been listening to the Rainmaker for Contractors podcast, where basement waterproofing and foundation repair business owners and industry experts share marketing and sales information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform and get all of our show notes at rainmakerforcontractors.com/podcast.